But we all with an open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an acaso where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epha Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Praise, we give you glory. We thank you because you are not a man that you should lie. We thank you because you are not the son of man that you should repent. Today, unto you alone shall the gathering of your people be. So visit us in dimensions, in ways that we have never imagined. Do a quick work in righteousness, O God, and take all the glory. Even as you cut it short in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You are welcome to Anakazo. It is a place of encounter, a place where the Lord has set aside to show Himself mighty in our lives and to cause His counsel to become clearer and clearer to us, even as we journey on this path of spiritual progress. Tonight, God has brought us together to reveal certain measures of His glory to us, and it is expedient that we understand to what end we have gathered. When I sat listening to the testimonies, it is obvious that transformation continues to be a repetitive point of emphasis. Transformation. How I was, I encountered God, and this is what I've become. There's nothing better than transformation. In fact, the proof of our fellowship and communion with God is that He engenders a change in our life. It is that change that is the proof that we met Him. People can go to all forms of spiritual places to seek help, to seek intervention. People go to herbalists for all kinds of interventions. But the truth is, transformation, which is a product of koinonia, a product of fellowship with a spirit, can only be found with God. This is why it is such a wonderful testimony in the house to see the multiple reports of transformation that the Holy Ghost has engendered in the life of His people. I think it is worthy of celebration. Can we celebrate the presence of the Lord in our midst? Take a moment in the spirit of gratitude, operating with spiritual intelligence. Just tell God thank you and call Him faithful wherever you are. Just call Him faithful. Tell Him thank you. Tell Him thank you. Some of you, it's been a while you reported on the altar of thanksgiving. I know there are many altars that capture your presence, but thanksgiving has not seen you for a while. You are faithful. I know there are many things that I am hoping you will do, but for now, even if you don't do anything else, you are faithful. This is how to enter His presence. Go ahead. Be deliberate about what we are doing. If you don't know what to tell Him thank you for, think backward. I can help you with some reasons. You are alive. Thank you, Lord. You are faithful. You are deserving of our praise. You are worthy. Worthy. I have searched and searched through all the earth. I searched and searched through all the earth and find that Babuoni Kamanka. I have searched and searched through all the earth. I searched and searched through all the earth and find that. I hope it's not just a song for you. Pabuani kamarka. Ya Yesu. Pabuani kamarka. Pabuani kamarka. Oh ya Yesu. Pabuani kamarka. Pabuani kamarka. Ya Yesu. Pabuani kamarka. Listen, listen, week in, week out, across the face of the globe, there are all kinds of ministries, all kinds of meetings, all kinds of convergences. Sometimes in a day alone, a ministry would hold services more than two times. People come in, week out. People journey into spiritual places from locations you cannot even imagine, all to the end that they can see the hand of God. I'm showing you a mystery tonight. There is something about hosting God's presence. There is something about encountering His Spirit that has nothing to do with His own benevolence. Totally reliant on man. Totally dependent on man's alignment. It is that kind of matters that I want to show you tonight. I want to show you how to invoke His presence even in the most unseeming places. I want to show you how to entreat His favor even in the midst of hostilities. I want to show you how to invoke His intervention in the camp of the enemy. I want to show you how men could have audience with Him even in prison houses. I want to show you the way God has ordained that you can manipulate the scales when it does not play in your favor. We are not helpless. There are too many laws that gives us an advantage. We have something the world does not have. We did not give our life to Jesus to end up living like a common man. There are advantages laid up for us. Jesus calls it the keys of the kingdom. It is to this end that we know that we are separated from the lifestyle of the world. We know that we are actually placed in a higher pedestal of existence. We are not like the average man. The moment you know these things, you begin to demand certain signs out of your life, certain results out of your life, because spiritual things are activated by consciousness. And consciousness are brought bare by knowledge. It's knowledge that quickens consciousness, but then consciousness triggers performance. This is why when we are exploring scripture, it is to the end that our spirit is fashioned with knowledge. That knowledge will quicken a consciousness. Consciousness births expectation. Expectations bring performance. It is a chain in the spirit, like a domino effect. If you set one into motion, every other thing begins to play out. This is why we gather week in, week out. Is to the end that we come into intimate knowledge of another thing, another character, another mystery, another principle of God. If you are sensitive in the spirit, you would have discerned that the movement tonight, we are journeying into layers of intimacy in the spirit, from songs that were sung to those who led different sessions. Everything was gradually building up into an encounter of ascensions. Take a moment, a minute, wherever you are. I don't know what you came looking for, but tonight the Lord will be your reward. Amen. What you will carry out of this place is God Himself. He told the patriarch, I am your exceeding great reward. I know I gave other people butter, I gave some bread, I gave some silver, I gave some gold, but for you, I will give you myself. So you will carry me into any situation, because what you have is me. There is nothing that can stand against you. I am thy exceeding great reward. There are many rewards, but for you, I will give you myself. Pray for a minute wherever you are. is the prayer of Moses. Show me your glory. Show me. Show me. I've heard your sacred whispers. I've received your counsel. But it is not enough. Show me your glory. Bring me to a rock that is higher than I. There are places I desire. There are realms of fellowship I yearn for. Strength cannot take me there. Resolutions and routines cannot bring my feet to those pedestals. Show me. Show me. Show me. Here I am in your presence. Oh, do to me what you want. Hey, I'm open before you, Lord. Do to me what you want. Lord, here I am in your presence. Oh, do to me what you want. Yeah, I'm open before you, Lord. Do to me what you want. Do to me what you want, Yahweh. Do to me what you want. Do to me what you want, Yahweh. Do to me what you want. It is not of he that willeth. It is not of he that willeth. The race is not to the swift. Your natural advantage is not a factor in this equation. Your natural advantage is not a factor in this pedestal. It's a realm of spirits. Hey! Yahweh, do to me what you want. Do to me what you want. Yahweh, do to me what you want. Imole de o okuku parada. Hey, imole de o. Okuku parada, imoledeo, imolede. 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 Listen. Above all he can do for us, above all we know he's able to open up for us,
above all the requests we have seen him consistently meet in the life of people, tonight we came to look for him. Give me you, everything else come with. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Give me you, everything else can wait. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. 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 Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Listen. Listen. Please be seated. God bless you. It's a very, very slippery path. A very, very slippery path we tread. Part of the portfolios, part of the many nomenclatures that was used to describe Satan, one that stood out, consistent with what I want to show you tonight. The Bible called him that old serpent. You see, old in that context is to show you that he has been around. Is to show you that you are not the first. Is to show you that when it comes to the capacity to manipulate men, when it comes to bringing people into confusion and deception, he's a master at it. However, you agree with me that there are too many things that is a challenge, a need, a request in our life in the season. That did not start with you. Many of us, the thing you are currently sleepless about, the thing that is keeping you restless, are matters that God has given sufficient evidence, proofs, around the lives of people you know, around the lives of people you can make reference to their life, to show you that God is able. But there is something Satan wants. He reduces us to that sentence that Thomas made, until I see, I will not believe. That is, until you can do it in my own life, I will not accept that you are able. So it continues to insist that God must convince you beyond reasonable doubt before you can believe. That kind of posture is exactly what Jesus was combating with in the temptation Satan brought to him. He will realize that there is already sufficient ample proofs. Actually, some of us in our neighborhood alone, what you are asking God for, what is keeping you restless at night, God has done it for somebody around you. But because of this same posture, you cannot go and celebrate with the person. You see, a wise man says, if God has done anything for your neighbor, God is in your neighborhood. Everybody wants to build and then come and testify that nobody helped me. Meanwhile, every dimension of God that has been made available to man, God, in his infinite wisdom, consistent with his ways, does not intend to replay that same model again. That is why, if you look at the creation account carefully, God made sure every plant and everything that he made came with his seed, having the capacity to continue replicating itself without necessarily needing divine intervention to say, earth, let there be again. So God does not want to speak twice on that matter. So he spoke once, and that thing he spoke came with its capacity to recreate itself. So it has a seed. If you need that plant that God's word created, go and carry the seed. Why should you stand and say, Lord, would you, as you have done in the scripture, would you speak over this barren land and cause for herbs to spring forth, when herbs already have sprung forth elsewhere having seeds? When Satan wants to localize you, he will shield you from every form of mentorship that can expose you to the things that God has done. He will make you believe that you are the first. You are one of the best things that has happened to Christianity. Your type are rare. You are the first of your kind. He has isolated you. He will also make you believe that this your challenge is peculiar to you. That you are the first person going through this kind of trial. He will not know. He will not know. He might even come and hail you and say, Kai, your endurance is at another level. The only person I can remember that comes close to you is Job. Then you will now do like this. He has localized you. In Psalm 19 from verse 1, the Bible says, the universe declare your glory. The firmament showeth your handwork. Meaning, if you look around you, there are always evidences and proofs of God's method, God's ways, and God's divine intervention. I want to give you 1 minute, wherever you are. Don't mind me, we are preparing the ground. We will soon take flight. Ask the Lord, open my eyes. Show me great and mighty things which I do not know of. Ask him, show me the way. Show me the way. And thou shalt hear a voice from behind you saying, this is the way. This is the way. Walk in it. Show me. Show me. Show me. Show me. Cause me to behold wondrous things out of your word. Help my eyes to apprehend mysteries, secrets reserved for those who love you. Hallelujah. Amen. Exodus chapter 33 from verse 18. Exodus 33 and in verse 18. Please, it is projected so we can all read together. 1, 2, go. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. This is Moses beseeching God, begging God, show me your glory. When you look at statements like this, you will assume that Moses was asking God to reveal some wondrous display, some radiance of light, some aspects of its dimension that portrays affluence, that portrays wonders, that can mesmerize the mind. But you will see, as we continue to read, what spirits call glory. You will see what a spirit understands as glory. I beseech thee, show me thy glory. The next verse says, and God said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. What did Moses ask for? Show me your glory. I will make all my goodness pass before thee. These are the components of the glory. These are the things that the glory will afford you. The glory will leave the sign of the goodness of God around your life. I will make all my goodness pass before you. Then he says, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. The glory secures a dimension of God that is made into you. A recipient of glory knows something about God that hosts that particular glory in his life. I will cause, he says, the name of the Lord. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. It means glory is pedestaled on the mercy of God. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Show me a man who carries God's glory. You will see these dimensions evident in his life. But see what the Lord said to Moses. And he said, thou canst not see my face. There is a part of glory. Although you ask for glory, there is an aspect of glory that you cannot interact with. Yes, you can engage all of these other dimensions. But if it's about beholding my face. So glory also is the face of God. It says, but thou canst not behold my face. For there shall no man see me and live. Maybe we read together, everybody. One, two, go. If we know these things, and we understand that at this level of the fall that has shaped creation through Adam, that none of us have the capacity to interact with God without actually some measures of help, some measures of God's mercies and benevolence coming into work, you will understand the journey that we must engage to possess the glory of God. See what the Lord said next. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me. Say, there is a place. Come on, say, there is a place. And that place, he says, is by me. By me. There is a place by me. I know what you want. It's not just to have certain signs that you have my presence. I know you want to know me intimately. I know that you will not actually accept until you have seen my face. So, I'm going to make an arrangement. I'm going to expose you to the only way, the only arrangement possible for man to be able to behold me and not die. There is a place by me. This will be the first time this matter is disclosed. There is a place by me. There is a place by me. The only way I can explain what is in my spirit is Revelation chapter 5. I saw on the right hand of he that sat upon the throne a book. A book. The right hand that we are speaking about there is not here. The right hand of a king is not this direction. The right hand of a king is not a direction. The right hand of a king is an office. According to kingdom vocabulary, the right hand of every king is an office delegated with capacities to carry the responsibilities for the king if he is not disposed. Every king has a right hand. In fact, it was the right hand that Pharaoh made Joseph. That thing you call prime minister. The right hand of the king bears a ring, a signet, that confers on him the authority to operate as the king if the king is not disposed. It's a trusted office. However, we began looking at the scripture in Exodus chapter 33. Moses says, show me your glory. And God says, if you will behold this glory, there is a place by me. There is a place. Maybe we should make our entrance from Revelation 5, where I began to show you. It will make sense. I saw on the right hand of him that sat upon the throne a book written within and on the backside sealed with seven seals. Quickly, stay with me, verse 2. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? Where is the location of this book? Huh? I saw on the right hand of he that what? They first showed you the location and they told you there is a book there that is sealed. And then an angel showed up and made a loud proclamation. The proclamation of the angel is, who is worthy to open the book, to loose the seals thereof? Verse 3, quickly, stay with me. And no man, no man in heaven nor on earth. Do you understand what God meant by no man can see me and live? That no man has the stature. No man has the standing. No man has the purity criterion to interact with God in that realm and survive, to behold him. The challenge is that there are different ways things are received in the spirit. That is why when you look at the conversation between Moses and God, all Moses was asking for is that, show me, I want to see your glory. Before man, it sounds like I want to see. But with spirit, is I want to receive this thing that my eye can contemplate on. Because spirit give you things also by sight. You receive by hearing, you receive by seeing, and you also receive by understanding being quickened in your heart. So the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man. In fact, you see, matters like faith, it will come by hearing. And what you are hearing is the word of God. Right? So as you hear the word, faith is built on your inside. However, the pathway that was explored to give you an assurance of salvation is not hearing, it's understanding. The only proof that you are born again now is not anything you can show to another man. It's the spirit that bears witness with your own spirit that you are. There's no certificate issued to you from a realm. No special encounter. No angel appeared and said, congratulations. I just need you to know that I checked the list and your name is one of. It's an organic connection. The spirit and your spirit came into resonance. And you received a knowing on the basis of what the spirit supplied to your spirit, that you are a child of God. For instance, if you look carefully, you will realize that if you have ever been in an out-of-body experience before, any encounter that removed you from your physical body, you will realize that communication was not done by words in that realm. Nobody has time to talk with you. No language have the vocabulary enough to communicate their counsel. They speak to you by throwing understanding into your heart. A spirit can look at you and a conversation that should happen for 5 days will be passed through one sight. If a spirit looks at you, you can receive the word of you have been judged. Just a sight. It enters your heart. They bypass your ear, bypass your eye. They measure understanding straight to your heart. When Moses said, show me your glory, he's not saying, entertain me with your beauty. No. He's not saying, satisfy my inquisitiveness. Let me know what you even look like, self. That's not what he's saying. Show me your glory means open up a measure, open up a dimension of your being and allow us enter. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, for we all, with unveiled faces, beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are metamorphosed, we are changed into the same image. It does not yet appear what we shall be like, but when we see him. This is what the patriarch was asking for, to say, show me. It means there is a realm of operation that I want to step into. And it will only be afforded me if I can see something more than what I have known before now. Show me something more than all I have sustained. Open up another measure to me. Let me see something about you. But the real intent is that it will provoke a commensurate transformation in my own life. Show me your glory. I will cause my goodness to pass before you. We're not talking about goodness. I will name the names of the Lord before you. That's not what we want. It's those who behold, as you are beholding the image, as you are beholding, you are changed, as you are beholding the glory. These are the things that changes you. What Moses was really asking for is a platform for transformation. Show me your glory. If you find out that the place where you currently walk, the pedestal where you currently operate in the spirit, something has created an occasion to master you. You have come to a place of lethargy, tired. You can no longer wield strength from those places. What you need are encounters like this. Show me. Show me something I don't know. Show me dimensions of glory reserved for only those who love you. Allow me contemplate on another dimension of your person. Then, the Bible began to show us that God, in his infinite wisdom, spake unto Moses, saying, there is a place by me. This side, it has always been a vacant position. I only bring people that I want to help to stand there. And on that location, there's a rock. There's a rock that is in that place. There's a rock that occupies the place. Let me show you so we read together. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. There is a rock in that place. Although it looks like any man who wants to behold me, there's only one place you can stand to see me. There's only one pedestal that gives you the stature to look and not die. He says it's only when you stand on a rock. Are we together? Let's continue. And the Lord said, and it shall come to pass. What is happening? And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock. Is that rock that is beside me, that rock that is reserved for those who want to see, those who want to contemplate on weightier matters of glory. He says, I will hide you inside the cleft of that rock. It means I would, the rock can open for you so that you can be inside. But the rock also is transparent. You can look through the rock. I will hide you in something that has the capacity to shield the destructive impact of glory. That you can abide in the glory. Thank you. You can abide in the glory, and it will not destroy you because of the rock. What is that rock? What is that rock? What is that rock that we will have to stand on first? What is that rock that we will have to be inside of? What is that rock that it is only inside that rock that we can relate with God? What is that rock that is by him? Jesus, you are that won't run dry. Jesus, you are that won't run dry. Oh, Jesus, you are the cup that won't run dry. Jesus, you are the cup that won't run dry. You are the treasure of my heart and of my soul.
In my weakness, you are merciful. See, listen. There is a way I can tell you now. Carry this note. Go to so-so-so supermarket. You will see a person by the teller. Tell them, you are from me. You don't need money to buy anything. The person will say, are you serious? I say, carry this note. Go and show them. You are going there now on an authority. The authority you are going on is standing on my integrity. It is my name that is the reason why all these things now can happen. The Bible says, there is a place by me, God said. And if you would see the glory you are asking for, you will stand upon a rock that is by me. To stand upon a rock is a metaphor. It's not like to ascend an exalted platform. To stand upon a rock is to come on the authority of another. To stand upon the rock is to approach in the authority of another, not your own. Somebody said, show me your glory. God said, let me introduce you to somebody. There's somebody I want you to meet. Somebody said, oh God! God says, meet some, there's somebody I, if me and you will ever relate, you come by the rock. So somebody said, is Jesus the only way? Yes, he is. The only person God wants to hear from is Jesus. And if you hear your voice, you will speak through Jesus. This is why many people get so, you know, so drawn apart. I even heard a believer said, are we sure that there is only one God? Are we sure? Are we sure that Jesus is the only way to God? What about all of these other good people, these other moral people who are practicing their religion with faithfulness? Did I not show you the parable of the feast? A man was found wanting because he did not dress well. His crime was that he was not properly dressed for the occasion. That was his only offense. He did not honor the occasion of the son. They forced him, judge him, reserve him into utter judgment because he was not dressed for the occasion of the son. No man can come to the Father except by him. Show me your glory. And God said, there is a place by me. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. I want you to see exactly what was going on all along. I saw on the right hand of he that sat upon the throne a book written, and on the backside sealed with seven seals. And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy? The aptitude test on that day that was echoed from the world of spirit is any creature that have the credentials of worthiness show up. It means it was an open context for all the sons of God. Show up. If you have stature, come now. There is vacancy. The vacancy is, who would be the right hand of the great monarch? Who would be the face of God to all of ages? Who will carry upon him the corporate image of the invincible one? Show up! I want to show you that Jesus, we are not serving him because of sentiment. He is worthy. Worthy. When they started the search started from heaven. They said, no man was found in heaven. Rock of ages, clap for me, let me hide myself in thee. Rock of ages, clap for me, let me hide myself in thee. You are my shield, you are my covering, you are my
my foundation. You are my shield. You are my covering. You are my stability. My foundation. Take me to the place. The place you are, the secret place, that's where I want to be. Take me to the place you are, the secret place, that's where I want to be, that's where I want to be. Listen. Listen. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, the Bible says, all have sinned. It means the fall of man, what you took from man, is not clothes. It's not our clothes that was missing. All have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. So what we lost was glory. When you hear Moses saying, show me your glory, he's telling you, restore me to my estate. Bring me to the place where our ancestors fell from. Allow me journey in the original intent you have for man. Let me walk like a God in my generation. Show me your glory. I already told you what show is. Show is not allow me see. Show means open the possibility of transformation for me. Let me contemplate on this matter so that as we see, as we see, as we can behold, we become. You know, the matters I'm sharing with you, if you hold it dear to your heart, you will understand that if we come in Christ Jesus, if we can, and I will show you what it means to be hidden in the cleft of the rock. You will realize that most of the time, we didn't come in his name. We did not come in his name. We are just doing cliches, church cliches, religious cliches. To be hidden inside him, it means your own identity has been lost. God can no longer see you when he looks at Jesus. Actually, what God wants is to mass produce Jesus. God does not want... To be hidden in the cleft of the rock is that the rock swallowed your identity. When they look at you, it's the identity of the rock that you mirror. It takes a while to hide there. It takes a while. It's a corridor of transformation. You will be summoned by the spirit that lead men there. He said, there is a place by me. Before you can be hidden in the cleft of the rock, you must first stand on top of the rock. You will stand on the rock first. The rock will give you your identity. Your authority of approaching is on the strength of the rock. Before the rock can swallow you, before the rock can give you a new visage, you will stand on it first. Our confidence is not in Jesus, although we mention him from time to time. There's one small danger. It's Jesus. That's the only time you are conscious of him. On a normal day, when everything is going smoothly, it is you that is living. What you want is that if there's a danger, you will just switch into the cleft quickly. You don't. Cleft matters are not like that. The place where we stay inside that rock is a place of perpetual residence. You stay there. It begins to edit your view. So before you see anything, you will look through the lens of the rock. The rock will edit everything. Your perception of everything is as the rock sees that you see. You no longer have your own opinion. Your belief is the ideas of the rock. The rock. To be hidden inside the rock, it means that everything you will interact with, it must first pass through the rock. And anything you too will reach out through it will be edited by the rock. The rock will sieve everything. It's like a membrane that must be interacted with before you can be touched. Lord God Almighty, the end is full of your glory. I show you the secrets to fellowship. You cannot ignore the Son and meet the Father. You cannot. Our fellowship is with the Father, but it is through the Son. It's through the Son. You can't ignore the Son and enjoy any fellowship with the Father. Who is the Son? Can we pray for a minute wherever you are? It's full of your glory. Yet he's full of your glory. You are holy, Lord God Almighty. Hey, when you are deep, when you are deep, when you are here. When you are here, 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 sickness disappears. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, affliction disappears. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here. Listen, look at me. Please look at me. Do you realize that scripture continues to make it expressly clear that creation groaneth? Groaneth. That is, they are in torment. They are in pain because the person who is actually supposed to give them a definition, the person who should give meaning to their own essence, has lost his identity. And they are waiting for the day when the sons of God will manifest. If a son manifests, creation will enter into balance. Creation will understand itself. Do you understand what I'm sharing with you? It means even trees don't understand the fullness of their potential because man has lost his identity. The day the sons of God will emerge, everything will come back to their forms. But there's only one way around it. Our fellowship is with the Father, but it is through the Son. If you ignore the Son, ignore the Son to your peril. Ignore the Son to your peril. This is why many of the times you hear people say, in the name of Jesus, and all Jesus is to them is an emergency number. But their fellowship is not with him. They don't have any consciousness of his abiding presence. Ask the Lord for a minute wherever you are. Help me see you as you are. Help me know you as you are. Help me grow in more measures of your identity and help my life to reflect the same.
give you a few hints to see the things that were actually ordained for us to walk as our inheritance. In the realm of glory from whence we fell, there was no arrangement for a teacher for you. You receive understanding by inspiration. There is a spirit in man, Job chapter 8 verse 32. The inspiration of the Almighty should give them understanding. Understanding should be the product of inspiration. When the psalmist is saying, I know more than my teachers, I have more understanding than the ancients, he's telling you that the Spirit of the Lord has mantled me. We were designed to be creatures of all forms of possibilities. There is no time where you are stranded. Even when you need physical resource, when you need blessings, when you need to touch physical accruing of wealth, he called Peter. He said, go to the river. Throw a hook into the river. Catch a fish. Open the fish mouth. You will see a coin there. Remove the coin. Use it to pay for what they have asked us for. So creation is holding his wealth. Every time, that fish's destiny, the destiny of that fish is to carry a coin. Wait, and if Jesus never sent Peter, the fish would die with that coin. I'm trying to tell you that even before you were formed, your sustenance was guaranteed. Consistent with God's design was that the garden is created first before the man that will live inside. Nobody arrived at the earth, then God started thinking, so what are we going to do to settle this one? No, you were settled before you were formed. But creation can't recognize you. They don't know you because we fail. There's only one language they speak. Glory. Glory. When we emerge with glory regalia, suddenly you will understand why a gorilla does not have a CFO, but he has a house. You will know why no monkey has a bank account, but he eats throughout the year. You will know why no fish has a savings, but he's guaranteed throughout. Because creation was designed to cater for everything God makes. That grass you are seeing outside, you are calling weed. For you, it's unwanted crop. It's wanted for goats. The earth is using every available space to cater for all other life forms except man. But it groans, waiting. It's waiting for the day that the sons of God will manifest. They saw one son, and they put him in a situation that looks like, aye, so if it's you now, you start thinking, how will I pay this money? No, he knows that there's too much resource in creation. They say bring, he beckoned on creation. Because he knows that creation was designed to cater for us. If you receive that ordination, if that spirit is quickened, it's called the quickening spirit. If he dominates your life today, you will find out that, do you know why he told Peter to carry a hook and go to the river? Because fishing is Peter's skill. What he will do is that he will make your skill productive. It will bring result out of something that was seemingly unprofitable. It will make your skill productive. That's when you realize that the heart of kings, they are in his hands. And you can't, hey, Jesus, do you know what we are brought into? We were not given access to come and interact with glory. We were given access to, oh yeah, carry it. Carry it on your inside. Don't just come and look at it again. Moses says, show me. But God says, I want to put it inside you. You carry it, carry it. Then you can now become a high place where men ascend to come and behold. High. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord shall be exalted above all other mountains. Then the people shall say, they shall say, come, let us go to the house of the Lord. You carry something and you know it. God caused a deep sleep. The Bible used deep to show you the level of unconsciousness that man was inside. A deep sleep to come upon Adam. While he was deeply asleep, he did some things on him. He got up and told God everything God did to him.
He was not conscious, although unconscious. The program of glory he carries cannot make him walk in ignorance. The program of glory that he is a benefactor of cannot hide anything from him. He looked at God. Anything God creates, he will tell God the name of the things. It was Adam that named every living thing. And see the juice of this statement. The Bible says, and whatsoever Adam called them. It's not saying that whatever Adam called them was permanent. He's saying that whatever he called them was consistent with what God wanted them to be called. So he cannot change. God okayed it. God endorsed that transaction. He was fetching from God. Because him and God resonate on the platform of glory. So even angels question, what is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man that you visited him. You have made him a little lower than the gods, the Elohim. You have crowned him with honor and glory. What we have as our crown is glory. Remove the glory, we have no crown. We lost our capacity to rule if there's no glory. Our rulership is by glory. Listen. Now that we have fallen, if man will ever enter the realm of glory again, he says, there is a side, there is a place by my side. I actually reserve it because I know that a day like this will come when men will desire to be restored to their inheritance. There is a place by my side. And there is a rock by that place. And if you must come back to glory, you must stand upon the rock. If you have not given your life to Jesus, your existence is standing on a faulty foundation. You will stand upon the rock. A hymn writer says, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground, all, has no capacity to keep me in this matter. Who is worthy? That's the question the mighty angel asks. Who is worthy? My God. You've not caught what I'm trying to show you since. I'm trying to show you that the reason why God resurrected Jesus with his physical human body, why it was not just a spiritual exchange that happened, why God needed to carry him bodily into heaven, it is so that the person who is sitting as the image, as the reflection, as the only God that angels know is the man, Christ Jesus. So it means the creature with the highest honors in all the universe, of all the forms of existence that there be, man is the most glorious of all. Man is the face of God. That means that if an angel has any business to carry out any errand in the earth realm, he knows that he's coming to the domain of God. Because what he will see us as is what he sees his creator as. They know not, neither will they understand. So they walk on in darkness. I say unto you, ye are gods. All of you are children of the Most High God. He says, but they die like men. They fall like one of the princes. Are you interested in carrying the glory of God? Life is useless outside glory. Oh, there are many things Satan can teach you. Many, many packaging, many ways to look like there is progress. Without glory, you will be a noisemaker. But to inherit that glory, you must stand upon the rock. If you have not made a conscious decision, a deliberate one, I'm not talking all this, Jesus will bless you if you can come under him. If you want God to heal you, come and give your life to him. No. This is knowing that there's no way me and God can ever connect. If I don't come through you, my soul is doomed outside you. There's no fellowship, whether in time or in eternity, with God outside Him. I know you are the author of my salvation. You are here. You know that there's a quest to carry His glory. But you also know that there are impediments, resistance occasioned in your life. For some of you, it is a stronghold, something the devil has installed to make sure you are never able to keep pace with God. A binding, a potent sin that has kept you glued to the altars of immorality. Iniquity is eating up your soul by the day. And you know today that if only I can stand upon the rock, if I can stand upon the rock, there is a place for me in the cleft. There is a place for me. You know all that God has ordained you to be, there is no way to enter it. No way to enter it from the arm of the flesh. You know it is practically impossible. Only Jesus can save. Salvation is in His name alone. There is a place by my side. Tonight, I want to invite you to that place. You want to make a deliberate decision to yield the authority, to yield the scepter, to yield the control of your life. You want to rededicate your life because seasons buffeted you and you are not so sure whether you are standing or not. Wherever you are, come. Let me pray with you. God bless you. Come. God bless you. Come, come. Don't stay behind. Come. God bless you. Come. We are candidates of glory. Don't consider any man who is there looking as though does not know what God is summoning us into. Don't clap. We are candidates of glory. It's a summon. It's summon. Come. Come. You are predestined to walk in glory. There is a place for you by His side. Come and occupy it. Come. Come and stand in that place. Come. Oh, it's not only Jesus that sits at the right hand of the Father. He says, for where I am, there will my servant be also. I desire, Father, I desire that where I am. We are seated with Christ in heavenly. You too, you are the right hand of God. You are now the face of God to your generation. You are the only God some people will ever experience. It will be through you some people will ever see God. The power of God will be communicated only by you. If you are not careful, you are ordained to be the only voice that will communicate the counsel of God to a people. Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all, surrendering all. I'm waiting for my brothers and sisters. Come. With arms stretched wide, I know you hear my cry. Speak to me now. Speak to me now. I surrender. I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. I surrender. I surrender. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. Go ahead and glide in the Spirit wherever you are. your glory. Call me out of the noise. Call me out of the distraction. Show me your glory. Hi. There is a deep call tonight. A deep. It's deep calling to deep. Deep calling to deep. Come back home. Prodigal song.
Drench my soul as mercy and grace unfold. I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you. Drench my soul as mercy and grace unfold. I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you.
Before you. You are here. Listen, listen. Today is a sober reflection. You are here. And you know that your soul no longer pants after God like a lover. You know that your affections is not in your emotions is not involved. You are not desperately seeking like the deer pants for water. And you know that I suspect I'm getting lukewarm. I suspect this whole thing is just by principle now for me. I'm just doing bargain. Wherever you are, come. It's glory we are seeking. Come. Don't stay behind. This, I am not inviting sinners to come. It's a summon for men and women who desire a pedestal of intimacy. Places where you and God resonate in the same frequency. Where he can cast his body in on your heart. Like a lover, he can look into your eye without saying a word, and you know what he means. He says, I will guide you with my eye, with my eye. Come. There's a place. Listen. There's a place. There's a place for you by his side. There's a place by his side. Reserved. Reserved. There's a place. My brother, I'm still waiting for you. My soul is not satisfied. There's somebody. There's somebody ordained to be out here. You are not here yet. Come. There's a place for you by his side. God bless you. Behold you come over the hills.
Upon the mountains. To him I will run. My beloved, you've captured my heart. Behold you come over the hill, upon the mountain. To him we will run, our beloved, you've captured our heart.
Would you dance with me, oh lover?
Would you romance me?
Romance.
This is not an exercise in futility. Listen, wherever you are, whether you are standing or you are outside, tell the Lord, show me your glory. Reveal yourself to me. Hide not your face from me. Draw me near. Draw me near. Draw me. Draw me. I will run after you. I will run after you for the rest of my life. Would you dance with me, oh lover of my soul, to the song of all songs? Would you dance with me, oh lover of my soul, to the song of all songs? Romance me, oh lover of my soul. You have given your heart to many things. You've given your affections to many things. Would you not try Jesus? Give it to him. Everything. Everything, give it to him. The whole of your heart, give it to him. As a lover. Tonight, as a lover. When you say yes to Jesus tonight, mean it. Mean it with the depth of your heart. The way a maiden says yes to her betrothed. Yes. Yes is commitment. Yes. Just go ahead and speak to him. Speak to him. We are going to pray soon. But talk to him in your own language. He wants to hear from you. I'm sorry I have disregarded your laws and ordinance. I've tried to live on my own terms. I've ignored your beckoning for years. But tonight I return. There's a place for me. Restoration is going on now. The joy of your salvation is restored. The joy of your salvation. Now you know. Now you know. I am a child of God. Where he has invited you to, only lovers can stand there. Only lovers.
only lovers. He's going to stir a love for him in your heart now. You will start panting after God the way a deer seeks for water. You will start being thirsty for God. You have not studied your Bible, you are restless. You have not prayed, you are guilty. Something is eating you inside. The zeal of the house of the Lord will start consuming you. It's an organic relationship. Listen. Everybody who have heard this sermon, and you know in your heart of hearts, this invite is for me. This extension is actually God summoning me to intimate place of operation with him. I am tired of this lukewarm thing. I bear the name of a Christian, but I know that I have not heard from him in a long time. I have not heard his whispers. I have not felt his soft embrace. I have journeyed. I have wandered away from my first love. But I'm still doing one or two activities here and there. You are a part of us this night. And tonight, you want to make a conscious decision to live for him and him alone going forward. Join me, let's pray this prayer. Whether you are standing or you are outside, say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus. Come on, be proud about what you are saying. Say, Lord Jesus. Today, I accept my trespasses and I embrace my unworthiness. I know that without you, I am nothing. But thank you for making a place for me. A place where I can stand before the Father without guilt, without condemnation, and without fear. Today, I accept your sacrifice and I vow to live with it. My life will bring glory, honor, and adoration to your name. I believe that you died for me on the cross. So I confess with my mouth that I am born again. Because as many as receive him and believe him, to them you give power to become children of God. I believe you, Jesus. I receive power to become a child of God. Above all, I receive the inheritance to live in you and have you live in me. This eternal fellowship will engender manifestations. I am a sign and a wonder unto my generation and beyond, because you are at work in me. I am the glory of God. Congratulations. Listen. I know you came to receive glory, but now you are the glory. No, don't clap. Jesus lives inside your heart now, and so the whole of your being has been consecrated unto the work of the Master. You are now a carrier. The Bible says Christ in you, the hope of glory. This glory, it is because Jesus is in you, that's why you carry it. Now, the next assignment for you is consciousness. I carry something. Tell yourself. Say it like you mean it. I carry something. Look at your hands. Say, power is gushing through me. Say, I am a mobile, moving carrier of the glory of God. Say, I will spread the glory everywhere. Everything I touch carries glory. Some of you, listen to me. Listen to me. As you leave this place, Go and carry your certificate. Carry it. And command it to open doors for you now. Listen. I'm not trying to psych you. The first man was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a life-giving spirit. You are a distributor of life. Even if something was dead, if you join yourself to it, it will come alive. You are a carrier of the glory of God. More interesting, angels are attracted to you now. The glory of God is the attraction of all messengers. Wherever His glory is, that's where their attention is. You are a hot spot for angels. The ministry of angels will be quickened in your life now. Now, I want to give a few of you some of the tokens that God reserved for those who proclaim His name unto the nations. I know some of you are numbered among us. Raise your hand above your head. Freely as I have received, freely I also give, Father. The same way you have made me and sent me, by your Spirit, let men be made. Let men be made. Let men be made. Let men be made. Begin to identify them by fire. Let your fire rest upon their candles. Light their spirit up now by the touch of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I declare prophetic streams to start flowing now. Prophetic streams to start flowing now. Prophetic streams to start flowing now. Let the river flow. I steer the waters in your spirit. And let men be subscribed into the army of the Lord. Let them be subscribed into the army of the Lord. I see rivers of revelations. Rivers of revelations. Rivers of revelations. By the Spirit of God. Everybody here who will be custodians of light. Custodians of the secrets, mysteries of God. I stretch my hands over them now. By the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let your spirit be enlarged. Let your spirit be enlarged. Let your spirit be enlarged. I see in my spirit sent ones. Sent ones. Sent ones. I steer the apostolic horn now. The apostolic grace. The apostolic grace. Is a breaker's grace. Is a breaker's grace. Is a builder's grace. I steer it upon your life now. Holy Ghost. Touch. 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 Ushers, go around very quickly. Every and anybody in this hall with one calling or another, one assignment ministerially or another, one ordination or another, I stretch my hands over you now. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, I declare, let there be activations now. Let there be activations now. Let there be activations now. Arise into your ordination. In the name of Jesus. See them emerging. See them. See them emerging. See them. See ministries opening up. See identities in the spirit manifesting. Listen, listen, I'm seeing something quite troubling in the spirit now. I'm seeing a troubling sight, very troubling. I'm seeing a man with wings, literal wings, believe me. And I'm seeing something that looks like a creature that has the head of a crocodile. I'm seeing it trying to clip the wing. He's not touching the man, he's looking for the chance to clip the wings. It's the wings he wants. I speak over any and anybody here with ordinations that are under attack, with giftings that has attracted warfare, with capacities that have brought the attention of the wicked to their life. I speak over callings that are yet to speak. I speak over ministries that are yet to manifest. I speak over every mantle that is yet to evolve by the power of the Most High God. Let there be manifestations. Every wing given to you, every wing that was bequeathed to you, every advantage in the spirit that was measured into your members, I declare now, let them be activated. Let them be activated. Let them be activated. Time is not on our side. I'll sing a prophetic song. I'll sing a prophetic song, and many valiant will be conscripted into the army of the Lord. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Don't let them escape. Don't let them go. Insist. Insist tonight. Insist. Even that one with doubt in his heart. Find him. Don't let him leave. Don't let him leave. I can see with the eyes of my spirit. I can hear the sound of a new church rising. Yes, I know there will be men of fire. They're coming from afar. They're coming from afar. I can see from a distant horizon. I can hear the sound of a new church marching. Yes, I know there will be men of the presence. They are coming from afar. Hey. They are coming from afar. Huh.
Young nations arise. Young nations arise.
eyes closed, hands lifted to heaven, signifying a gesture of expectation. Anything can happen now. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Stir, stir, stir. Stir the waters. Trouble the waters until the supernatural. Until the supernatural become the outcome of our lives. Trouble the waters. Trouble the waters. Hey! We are about to provoke dimensions that not even you know you carry. We are about to steer something out of your life that you don't even know was resident in you. We are about to steer a dimension of glory that is resident on your inside. Hey! I see something like a red flame. Red flame. A red flame. I see it. A red flame. Sparks of it in the spirit. And it's called passion. 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 Passion for God. Passion for kingdom. That fire will fall upon people now. Passion for God.
Yes, Abba made me a wonder to my head. I am a waiting for me to emerge. I am the Bible they read.
They will read me and they will be changed.
I am the sound of many words
flowing from east to the west. Yes, Abba made me a wonder to my world.
Yes, Abba made me.
Yes, Abba made me.
A wonder to my world.
A wonder to my world.
Yes, Abba.
Listen, there's somebody with a kidney infection. Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, I make all things new. That infirmity checks out of your body already. You are healed already. Your organ has been restored anew. I challenge infections, infections, infections of all kinds. I minister as I'm led. Infections of all kinds. Out of their bodies now in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing a spirit
like a lizard accusing somebody.
He has made your head to always be down. He has caused you to not be confident. He has taken away joy from your life. I silence those voices now and I rebuke them out of your life in the name of Jesus. I see chains breaking. Chains. Ushers, go around there. Somebody is about to come under the power of the Lord. He is liberated into liberty. The Lord himself, in the midst of his people, is mighty. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. There is liberation. There is liberation. Separation. Separation from everything that divides. Everything that stagnates. You are set free now.
this is God working. This is God changing. This is God shifting. This is God responding. The Egyptians you saw before you came here, you shall see them no more. Every warfare that has buffeted your life, that has taken away joy, the Spirit swallows them up now. The fire of God falls upon everything that mocks, everything that belittles, and everything that frustrates your expectation. Fire consumes them out of your path in the name of Jesus. The same help I have received, same mercy that has spoken for me, same light that appeared, the same voice that whispers, the sacred voice of Elohim. He is about to speak over the pages of a heart. Somebody's heart is about to hear the whispers of God now. You are about to start hearing from Him. The pathway for intimacy is open now. You stand by Him so you can hear Him now. His voice is audible. You can pick it. You can pick it. You can pick it. You can pick it. This is God speaking to you. A scripture is coming alive in your soul. That is the voice of God. He is speaking to you again. Holy Ghost!
Transformation is sure by the Word of God. To be a kingdom partner with AMI as we advance God's agenda, contact us on 080-35-234-762 or send us an email to anakatopartnership@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anakatomissioninternational.ami. Join us on our Telegram channel at Anakazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. God bless you.